Sidita spent decades as a prosecutor and DA, working his way up to becoming a judge. Now he's dealing with the AMP case. As opponents of the demolition and replacement fight that plan, he has to deal with environmental issues, state law, and zoning rules. Yesterday, he set up a meeting with lawyers for the two sides tomorrow in his chambers, and there will be another court hearing next week. Institution Chief Marketing Officer George Murphy says the delay may not be long.
This was getting to be a very technical discussion on application of zoning laws and definitions, so he wants to spend a little bit more time with some experts, is what he said. So there's a preliminary meeting on Wednesday, and then he'll set hopefully another meeting in public early the next week.
Murphy says the delay will cost a little money, but further delays might cost a lot of money. Opponents say they're looking forward to the process, saying Sidita extending a restraining order against construction is an important next step in preserving the AMP. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.